the sunlight daily stage of beauty run. Shake off the fog and early rise to pay thy morning sacrifice. Wake and lift up thyself, my heart, and with the angels bear the part, who all night long alone weary sing high praise to thee, eternal King. Glory to thee who safe has kept and has refreshed me while I slept. Grant, Lord, when I from death shall direct control, subject this day, all I desire, do or say. Let all my thoughts with all their might in thy soul
there.
There's absolutely no need for me to sit there.
Do, do, me, so, Lord, in thy presence, hear we.
Heart that you believe is sound.
shall all receive a blessing if from Him we do not stray. Golden moments with neglecting, yet the Lord forgives again. Glory, honor, and salvation, Christ the Lord is come to reign. Come, let's run our race with patience, looking unto Christ the Lord, who doth live and reign forever with His Father and our God. He is worthy to be praised. He is our exalted King. Glory, honor, and salvation, Christ the Lord is come to reign. Come, dear children, praise your Jesus, praise Him, praise Him evermore. May His great love now constrain us, so His great name we'll adore.
Started not make eye contact.
I don't think that works.
No words.
367. I was reading through the autobiography of Elder Wilson Thompson again. It's been a while. I tried to read it every so often. And there's one part after he'd felt impressions to preach. And he had experienced liberty in some places. He still didn't like to do it, or he did once he got to stand. But there was one such place. It was a crowd, and he got there a little bit late, and he snuck in the back, and he thought, I'm hid back here. And the way he describes in his book, he actually hunkers down and tries hard not to be seen, but it didn't work. He wound up preaching, but
preacher come back and got him.
367. That's a much smaller scale, but I still try to hide sometimes when I make eye contact.
If you want to do it, you need to do 2 verses chorus, or do 4 verses chorus, whichever one you want to do, because this is up.
Let's do 1-2 chorus, 3-4 chorus, 3-6-7.
Far away the noise of tramp upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from the sky prepared. is always shining, hear the knock and heartbeat. I am saved forever in beloved. Viewing here the works of God, I sink in contemplation. Hearing now His blessed voice, I see the way He planned. Dwelling in the Spirit, here I learn a full salvation. Gladly will I tarry in beloved. I'm living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky. Praise God, I'm drinking at the fountain.
Sacred past and full. Pray. you got?
513, please.
We'll change over to 513. $3.99 first. Is that right, sister?
Yes.
$3.99. Beg your pardon? Yes. 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4.
Sweet to rejoice in lively hope that when the change shall come, angels shall gather round my bed, whack my spirit home. We are passing away, we are passing away, we are passing away to that great rising day. There shall my disembodied soul view Jesus and adore, be with his likeness satisfied and remains in no more. We are passing away, we are passing away, we are passing away to that great rising day. If such a views with grace unfold we as it is below, what rapture shall the church above in Jesus' presence know? We are passing away, we are passing away, we are passing away to that great rising day.
Say again, brother.
Let's just get 400 while we're up there.
Hymn number 400. Stand as we change over, if you're able, please. 400.
So let our lips and life express the Holy Gospel we profess. So let our word and virtue shine to prove the doctrine all divine. Thus shall we best proclaim abroad the honors of our Savior God. When the salvation reigns within, and grace subdues the power of sin, our flesh and sins must be denied. Passion and envy, lust and pride, while just the simplest truth and love, our inward piety approve. Religion bears our spirits up, while we expect that blessed hope, the bright appearance of the Lord, and faith and leaning on His Word.
Amen. It's early. Started the one out a little high. Brother Vincent always good to correct me, but
sometimes you was just going to do the chorus as an intro.
Yes.
That's what you were going to do. You just didn't know it.
Back what you say. That worked for it. Sometimes it sounds good in my head, and the way I start, it sounds like it's right on. And I'll figure it out when I get there. This might just let me go sometime and say, yeah, back up. But anyway, certainly did enjoy the song service. Not that it's not every Sunday, but It just felt good this morning. It felt good. Thank the Lord for it. But anyway, announcements. Just a couple. I'll remind you that communion will be April the 6th, 7:30. That is on Thursday. So do remember that. Keep up your prayers. And also, I believe it's April the 23rd. That'll be the fourth Sunday in April. There's actually five. I usually get that mixed up, but I brought my handy dandy notebook. Didn't have to open it up yet. But I believe that's correct. It's the fourth Sunday. I believe that is the 23rd. So do remember that. And also, it seems like a little thing, but do pray for that also. I forget as much as anybody, but do some prayer about it. Any other announcements that anyone knows of? Any way of prayer requests? Let's do remember Sister Joan and her family. They laid their mother to rest yesterday. So do remember them. Remember Brother Dennis this morning as he comes to preach. And remember one another. Let the Lord bless our pastor to speak, but bless us to hear. Would there be any other requests?
One of my friends that I work with, Carla Brannon, she had a heart attack Thursday. And they life-flighted her to UT from Sweetwater, and she got a 4-stent. So just remember her. She's not much older than me, and she's got a lot on her. She's a single mother of a Down syndrome child. So just remember her, and of course all of us at work as we try to get along without her.
Do remember this request.
Michael is about the same, really no worse, but no better. He goes every week, every Friday, and gets liters and liters of fluid drawn off of his abdomen. And they were supposed to go back to Vanderbilt this week, but they want him to have his scopes, his colonoscopy, and another EGD done. So they go back April 8th.
Do remember this also, Brother Michael's wife Sarah. Would there be any others?
Remember Brother Marvin, she's having a back pain today.
Remember
the people in Mississippi. I was watching TV this morning, and just strips and strips of houses that just can't sit down.
Do remember this. I don't really watch the news. I heard my mom yesterday, she was talking about the weather, and I was oblivious to it, and death and devastation. So do remember those folks that were affected. Any others?
Well, Dad, I have some unspoken requests.
Let's do do remember unspoken requests. Would there be any more?
I would like to thank each and every one of you all. You're such a blessing and a joy to me. I truly feel blessed to be in here with you all.
You're a part.
And, you know, all that you've done and all that, you know, the prayer, the love, the food, everything, I appreciate it with all my heart. And I love each of you. As Daddy would say, my cup runneth over.
Thank the Lord. Yeah, I can speak for everybody. We love you too. Are there any others? If not, we'll bow your head with them. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we bow one more time, Lord, this morning. Lord, we pray this morning that as we came with a heart, with a desire to do nothing but worship and lift up thy high holy name. Lord, we thank you this morning for the spirit that we felt here already. And Lord, we just pray that you would continue with us into the furthest of this service. Lord, that you would bless each and every one of us. Lord, from our pastor to the one that, Lord, considers himself to be the least or whatever that circumstance may be, Lord. Lord, I know our mindset, we should all consider ourselves to be in that way of such a contrite and humble spirit, Lord. And when we fail to see ourselves, Lord, would you help us? Would you remind us? Lord, that without you, we're but as dust. Lord, we bring nothing, we have nothing, Lord, except that you grant it. Lord, again, we thank you. for this. When you bring it to our mind, Lord, when you correct us, and Lord, when you set our feet back on the right path. Lord, we pray just now for all of these requests that have been lifted up here this morning. Lord, those families, Lord, that have lost loved ones. Lord, there may be those that are near to the same situation. Lord, we just pray that thy will be done, and Lord, that you would give peace and comfort. Lord, those that are facing sickness or many other circumstances, Lord, that we can encounter through our life, from the least thing, Lord, to the greatest thing. Lord, just give us the grace and Lord, be able to exercise the knowledge, Lord, that you are in control and all things in the palm of your hand. Lord, we pray now for our pastor to come this morning to preach. And Lord, we just pray that again that you bless him to speak what you have. And Lord, we pray these things along with forgiveness of our sins. In your holy name we do ask. Amen.
Amen.
If you turn over just for a couple of minutes to Galatians, we'll read a couple of places from Galatians. I did use my handy-dandy notebook to write down the scriptures. I think I remember, but I want to be sure. A couple of different places. It's still not many, but coming down the road, I'll confess, I should give it. Probably should have studied on this just a little bit more, well, a whole lot more, I should say. But actually, I had a word come to my mind coming down the road a couple of days ago from home from work, and tried to look into it just a little bit. Because what I'm going to do is probably just barely scratch the surface of this word. But for whatever reason, I trust that the Lord brought it to my mind. But the word is liberty, and what this word means from a from our standpoint, a Christian's walk standpoint, it really means the same thing that we're accustomed to believing or knowing that it means. And there's many words that it's been said here many times, and you all know there's many words that the English language is so perverted that what things used to mean, they don't mean that now, but that word still is it's pretty close to what it means in the New Testament. In a nutshell, it means freedom. But it's so much deeper than that when we consider from the spiritual sense and in the house of God. So, again, this is very, very familiar scripture. And I want to, let's see, begin reading in Galatians chapter 2. Verse 2 through 4. And again, I would encourage you, again, it's familiar. During this time, just to catch up, Brother Paul is preaching to these Galatians folks, as with many, not just the Galatians, but many in that time, they were trying to mix law and grace, and they were trying to operate certain things under the law. And Paul is fighting that already. Again, not so soon removed since Jesus' ascension. So beginning in verse number 2 of chapter 2, it says, "And I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised. And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage." We'll speak to that just for a minute. This liberty that we have, we can only experience that liberty, I believe, in His church.
Yes.
Now, that's not always confined to these four walls. But to experience that liberty, we have to be in the Spirit. We have to be in the Spirit.
Yes.
And when we do not, when we don't operate there, and we can deceive ourselves and think we're operating in the Spirit, and we are not operating in the Spirit. We are still operating in the flesh.
Yes.
And when we do that, we can either be that false professor, so to speak, and creep in or spy out, as the term the brother uses here. And, you know, it says here, bring them back into bondage. Now, we could, by what we do or say, we can put people back under bondage,
yeah,
and it ought not be so. You know, there are even those of our number that come up with traditions, traditions of men, and say that it's a must, it's a have to. You're not proper if you don't do this. You know, you're not proper if you don't do that. But now that is men operating in the flesh, and they have themselves deceived into thinking that they're operating in the spirit, and they're bringing people that sit under the hearing of their preaching or their speaking, exhortation, and they're bringing them into bondage. Now flip over to get to Galatians chapter 5, and again, this is so hard to stop someplace, and again, I would encourage you to go back and read really this letter. But beginning in Galatians 5, I want to begin at verse 1. But you could almost stop, well, you can, and I don't think you do the scriptures any justice. You know, there's a semicolon right there after bondage, which means the thought is through. But you could roll that right over to verse chapter 5.
Yes.
And this is for us. Well, it's all for us, but this is peradventure that we're operating in obedience and in the Spirit. Here's where we are to find ourselves. Chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. And that's all I'm going to read. Again, it's hard to stop there. But I go back to verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What the brethren were doing at that time, were trying to bring law service into worship. And then Paul was saying there's no place for it. That's been fulfilled. The law service, it has been put away. But those men were bringing those works, so to speak, back in to the worship service. And again, Paul is putting it out. So in today's time, we can put ourselves under a yoke of bondage by things that we do. We can deceive ourselves. We've heard that often here also. So let us, first of all, examine self. Are we standing fast in liberty that Christ gave us, allowed us to be?
Yes.
And again, I say, the only place we can find ourselves in that liberty is in His church. That's the only place. You know, we've heard several times, and it's been mentioned here often, that people say they can worship out in different places. Well, no, you can't. You can't. You know, just like, thought about this driving down the road. I'm going to ramble a little bit. You know, even in the Old Testament, God had a place where He made His people.
Yeah.
He had a place where He made His people. And the New Testament church is a parallel of the Old Testament law service. It's a parallel.
Yes.
And in like fashion, Jesus created a place, made a place,
yes,
to meet His people.
Yes.
And it's in the church.
Yes.
And that's where liberty is.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.